Texans Extra Points, brought to you by Reliant. Want flat electricity costs? Call 1-866-RELIANT for the Reliant Predictable 12 plan. PUCT number 10007.
Got a few more minutes here on Texans Extra Points. We're so happy that you're with us. Thanks for watching us all season long. Drew Doherty, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. Let's get into some turning points from 2014. I think a big one came in week two at Oakland when we saw number 99 doing what he does, but doing it on offense.
Yeah, I guess that would be one. I think for me, Cleveland, seeing Ryan Mallett, what he was able to do after the bye week, the change from Fitz to Mallett, I thought that was huge in the way that he controlled that game. Unfortunately, the next week we know he got injured and missed the rest of the season. But I think the Cleveland game for me.
I've got four. Real fast. This season is not a straight road. It's a winding road, right? Arian not playing against the Giants, they lose that game. If he plays, I think they get a much better shot to win it, obviously. Mallett getting hurt after the great performance against Cleveland. Fitzpatrick getting hurt in Indy. And then Keenum coming in and playing well enough to win those last two games. I think that those turns really defined what this season was, and the entire organization adapted very well to the circumstances.
I think the very silverest of silver linings, though, from this entire campaign, not just going 9-7 with all the tumult, but I think you might have found your franchise quarterback, and we might be putting horses ahead of carts or carts ahead of horses, but if Ryan Mallett plays the way we saw him play in Cleveland, I think that he could be the guy here for a long time and do some really nice things.
Well, absolutely. If you get a quarterback that can do that, here's the thing, as Bill said the other day, and we asked him, you have four quarterbacks, and he said, no, John, we have five. Five guys that now know the system, and that's kind of nice that you've got five guys that know this system now backwards and forwards, and now you can go let them compete and figure out what you got to do. You got to sign Ryan Mallett if you're going to sign him. You got to do that because he's an unrestricted free agent, but then let him compete. Let's see what you got.
Well, they won't have five at OTA, so we'll see how it all shakes out. They've got injuries to heal up from, Mallett and Fitzpatrick, obviously, and Savage.
One last thing. Favorite moment of 2014, John?
Even though it was a loss, the game up in Dallas, in Arlington, was amazing. It was one of the greatest contests I've ever been involved in any way, shape, or form. It was incredible.
It really was. You know, I'm right there with you. That was fantastic to be there. Really difficult loss to take, especially because it's the Cowboys. You know, you only played them up there every 8 years. I think the Baltimore game, though, that's the one that stands out.
And there were a lot of great moments in that one. For me, I'm going to go with the pick six against Buffalo. J.J. Watt rumbling about 80-plus yards. And then afterward, it was a start of something in this stadium that I've never been a part of. And I'm a Houstonian. I've been around a long time. You have, too. You've been here a while, too. But the crowd and the song turned down for Watt and the camera shots in stadium of him, you know, getting the crowd going and just whipping it into a frenzy. That's one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of as a spectator.
Well, we talked about it on the radio. The touchdown against the Colts, that might have even been louder, unfortunately, in a loss. But, you know, a lot of the great moments this year kind of, it wasn't necessarily about the winning, the Cowboy game, the Watt touchdown against the Colts. I mean, it's strange when that's the case.
Yeah. It's some of the bitter, some of the sweet. Yeah. But it was all sweet from you two today. John, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for watching. We'll be back again next week with one more Texans Extra Points for this season. Thanks a lot. Have a great Saturday night.